Hello, I'm Adrian Iosifescu, your host, and this is episode 9 of the History of Romanian Jews podcast. Today we will discuss Jewish emigration from Romania. The Jewish emigration out of Romania consists of three major historical waves: the massive economic emigration of early 1900s, the anti-Semitism and Holocaust-related emigration, and finally, the emigration during communist times. Let's approach the first one, the massive economic emigration of early 1900s. The upsurge of anti-Semitism in Romania in the late third of the 19th century, coupled with the economic crisis caused by drought in Romania in 1900, forced the Jewish population into a massive emigration. Between 1880 and 1924, approximately 2.5 million Jews from Eastern Europe in general left the region and settled in the United States, becoming known as the Great Wave of Jewish Emigration to the United States. Interestingly, in the first decade of the 20th century, Jewish emigration from Romania increased more rapidly than that of any other country of Jewish mass migration, leading to the designation of Romanian exodus, since nearly 30% of the Romanian's Jewish population immigrated to America between 1881 and 1914. The specific character of the great wave of Romanian Jewish emigration in the early 20th century in comparison to neighboring Eastern European countries was imposed on the whole movement by one group of migrating masses that marked the beginning of the Exodus. This involved bands of Fußgängers or wayfarers who began to migrate after the economic depression of 1899, especially until 1907. By the way, Fußgängers means emigrants on foot in Yiddish. As also indicated in the memoirs of the best-known leader of Romanian Jews, William Fildelman, thousands of Jews organized themselves in groups, and because they lacked money to pay for a train ride, they started on foot primarily towards the port of Hamburg in order to get a passage across the ocean, especially to the United States or Canada. The period of the maximum emigration was 1900s to 1907, when 50,000 Jews emigrated, peaking at almost 17,000 in 1900s. The emigration of Romanian Jews on foot was the most unusual and the most dramatic aspect of the great Jewish emigrations in Eastern Europe at the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th. As they walked, certain groups sang in Romanian or in Yiddish. They were poor and suffering from hunger, and in many towns, free kitchens were created to feed them, subsidized by Universal Jewish Alliance, a Paris-based international Jewish organization founded in 1860 with the purpose of safeguarding human rights of Jews around the world. Between May 1900 and January 1901, Universal Jewish Alliance spent about 500,000 francs to aid the impoverished. In the beginning, the various Western Jewish organizations opposed the very idea of emigration, but they ended accepting it as a necessity. Bands of miserable Jews appeared at the railway stations and ports of some European countries on their way to America. The Fussgängers' reception in Central Europe, however, was generally less enthusiastic. For one thing, they were not permitted to continue on foot once they reached the border of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. In Romania, everyone was proud of them, but by the time they reached Budapest, everyone looked down on them as poor refugees, but the assimilated Jews of Vienna and Budapest and Germany were especially embarrassed by the Jews from the East. They were afraid they would once again awaken antisemitism in the non-Jewish communities. In the view of the expansion of emigration, the Austro-Hungarian authorities informed the Romanian ones that they would not allow any emigrants to cross their borders unless they have railway tickets for a country other than theirs. Then the Romanian government changed its attitude and attempted to slow down emigration by not issuing passports except to a group of Jews bound for the United States, Canada, or Argentina with sufficient resources to reach at least Hamburg, London, or Paris. Following the publication in Romania of the law concerning the different trades, Jewish emigration increased in 1902. The Association of Jewish Artisans published a manifesto calling for mass emigration. According to statistics from the Jewish Alliance, based on the number of passports issued, 41,754 Jewish men, women, and children left Romania between 1899 and 1904. Among them were 9,288 artisans. According to a report by the British Consul General at Galatz, Colonel Trouter, dated in January 1903, between 1900 and 1902, most of the emigrants went to New York, and somewhat fewer to Philadelphia, London, Paris, and a very small number to Egypt and Argentina. Drawing on the pamphlets, poems, and texts produced by these emigrating groups that appeared in the Romanian international press at that time, several scholars had offered a good overview of the Fussgänger movement. This phenomenon of walking groups was one of the most salient characteristics of the Jewish emigration fever from Romania, given the high number of impoverished, desperate Jews on the brink of starvation, resulting in a dramatic note that impressed and aroused excitement among all the Jews in the country. Yet the Fussgängers were not poor peddlers, as the previous migrants were, but young and healthy individuals that were artisan workers or, to a lesser extent, clerks. The mass exodus of Jews from Romania also drew inspiration from Theodor Herzl's idealistic Zionism by borrowing its notions of self-determination, Jewish dignity, and activism against unfair treatment. It was the first peaceful Jewish revolt against inequality. The most pressing reasons for the formation of the Fussgänger phenomenon was the Bet Harvest of 1899 and the May 1899 Yassi pogrom. Jewish people started to organize themselves as military-like groups and flee on foot in the early spring 1900. They primarily left from Moldova, the region with the largest Jewish population in Romania. We know that the first Fussgänger group was formed in Berlad in May 1899 by a young man named Ginzburg. He drew 94 people who adopted the name of Drumeții din Berlad, the Wayfarers of Berlad, and soon gained fame and inspiration for others throughout Romania. The Fussgängers group usually range from 40 to 300 people, although the number would sometimes reach 500 or even 1,000 if several groups united on the way. The first press mention of Fussgängers appeared on February 1900 in Bucharest. Roughly a century after tens of thousands of impoverished and persecuted Jews walked across Romania in hopes of reaching more hospitable locales, a Canadian writer-photographer has chronicled their story. Jill Kalliner's book followed the footsteps of the largely forgotten Fußgängers. As many as 70,000 Jews took part in the pedestrian exodus that began in 1900. As Kalliner notes, the American Jewish Yearbook of 1903 reported that some 200 to 300 Jews were streaming out of Romania each week, mostly on foot. In 1914, the outbreak of war reduced this flow to a trickle. By far, the richest documentary source was Jacob Finkelstein's memoir of a Fußgänger from Romania to America, an Yiddish manuscript held by the New York-based Yavo Institute for Jewish Research. A New Yorker who had trekked out of Romania with a pioneering group called the Berlat Fußgänger, Finkelstein has submitted the work to Yavo in 1942 in response to a contest meant to attract immigrant stories. His first-person narrative took the prize. The Berlat Fußgängers left the town of Berlat in April 1900 and journeyed some 200 miles in a large semicircle around the base of the Carpathian Mountains. They supported themselves by staging theatrical performances and selling brochures in Jewish towns on their route. It was the director of a Jewish social club, whose members sometimes stage amateur theatrics, who first came up with a plan about how we can get to America without money, Finkelstein recorded. We all grasped the idea. We were a young, strong team and no fear of hardship. The plan has been so simple to work out that we wonder why we hadn't thought of it before. Consisting of 75 single men and 3 women, the Berlat Fußgängers generated much publicity and public support and received gifts of food and clothing from both Jews and Romanian peasants along their route. In many places, they were welcome as heroes. Between 1881 and 1914, over 100,000 Jews left Romania, including 62,000 for the United States, 30,000 for the United Kingdom, and 3,000 for Palestine. That is almost a quarter of the Romanian Jewish population of the period, 22.5%. Large number of Fußgängers settled in New York, London, Paris, and the town of Rosh Pina and Zichron Yaakov in what was then British Mandate Palestine. My maternal great-grandfather's brothers were part of this emigration to the United States in the early 1900s. The second topic of the emigration from Romania is the emigration that took place because of anti-Semitism and the events of the Holocaust in that country. Between 1939 and August 1944, when Romania withdrew from war, 13 boats left Romania carrying 13,000 Jewish refugees. As a result of German pressure extended through diplomatic missions in Romania, Bulgaria, and Turkey, the emigration of refugees was discontinued. Each refugee was allowed to take 20 kilograms or 44 pounds of luggage. Romanian custom officers took many of the refugees' valuables and other possessions, along with food that they had brought with them. The passengers were not permitted to see the vessel before the day of the voyage. On August 3, 1939, the vessel Tiger Hill had sailed from Constanza with about 750 immigrants on board and had taken on board the passengers from another vessel, Frosula, another illegal immigrant ship that was marooned in Lebanon. On September 19, 1939, the Noemi Julia sailed from Sulina in Romania with 1,130 Jewish refugees from Europe on board and was intercepted in the Mediterranean Sea by a British warship and forced into the Haifa port. fearing that they would be sent back, the illegal immigrants engaged in passive resistance. The British authorities brought them ashore and held them in a detention camp, only to be released a month later. In October 1940, 1,763 Jewish refugees sailed from Tulcha to Haifa in two ships. The Pacific arrived off Haifa on November 1st, followed a few days later by the Milos. The Royal Navy intercepted both ships and escorted them into Haifa, where British authorities detained the refugees before transferring them to a requisitioned French ocean liner named Patria for deportation to Mauritius. They were followed from Tulcha by another 1,829 refugees aboard the Atlantic, which arrived on November 24th in Haifa, where the Royal Navy again escorted her into the harbor. On November 25, the British has just started transferring Atlantic's refugees to Patria for eventual deportation to Mauritius when Haganah agents planted a bomb aboard the French liner with the intention of disabling it to prevent her from sailing. However, the bomb quickly sank Patria, killing 260 people and wounding 172. The survivors were allowed to stay in Palestine on humanitarian grounds. On February 19, 1941, Darien II left Constanza and stopped in Istanbul to pick up 70 of the survivors from Salvador, bringing the total number of refugees on board at 793. Darien II was intercepted by a British patrol boat and escorted to Haifa. On December 12, 1941, Struma sailed from Constanza carrying between 760 and 790 refugees. 3 days later, she barely reached Istanbul because of engine trouble. Turkey detained the ship for 10 weeks until February 23, when Turkish authorities decided to tow her back into the Black Sea and cast her adrift. Early the next day, a Soviet Navy Shuga-class submarine torpedoed and sank her. 768 people were killed, and there was only one survivor, a 19-year-old David Stoliar. The Struma disaster was the Black Sea's largest exclusively civilian naval disaster of the World War II. On September 20, 1942, the Europa sailed from Romania with 21 passengers, and she was wrecked in the Bosphorus. On April 21, 1944, the Bellatia sailed from Romania with 273 passengers, including 120 children, who went from Istanbul to Palestine by sea train. On August 5, 1944, Bulbur, McFlur and Morino sailed from Constanza under the Turkish and Red Cross flags, carrying about 1,000 refugees between them. In the night, the Soviet submarine again sank McFlur by torpedo and shellfire and then machine gun survivors in the water. Between 289 and 394 refugees plus 7 crew members were aboard McFlur. Only the crew and 5 refugees survived. Bulbul reached the few survivors and took them to Turkey. Morina also reached Turkey, and all the refugees from both ships continue overland to Palestine. Among the Jewish refugees from Romania boarding ships for Palestine was also my maternal uncle. His ship was stopped by the British Royal Navy, forced into Cyprus, and my uncle was interned in a camp together with many other Jews and their families who were trying to reach Palestine. During almost 2 years in Cyprus, my uncle, together with other young Jews, got military training from Haganah operatives. Once they were released, my uncle fought along with the others in the Israeli War of Independence of 1948. Finally, The third largest emigration was from the communist Romania. As one of Eastern European most obedient satellites, Romania closely imitated the Soviet model in its policy towards its Jewish population and the new state of Israel. Because the Soviets hoped that the new state would join the anti-imperialist camp, Soviet satellites were first encouraged to allow Jews to emigrate to Israel. The Romanian Communist Party even encouraged the emigration of communist Jews, hoping to reinforce the Israeli Communist Party. Between December 1948 and January 1949, 3,600 politically instructed Jews left Romania for Israel in order to support the fight against the domination of American imperialism in Israel. Zionists in Romania actively promoted and helped organize the move to Palestine. In January 1949, the Soviet Union changed direction and the Soviet press began a vigorous anti-cosmopolitan, anti-Jewish campaign with preeminent Jewish intellectuals arrested, Yiddish journals closed, Zionists threatened as Western spies. The Romanian Communist Party followed suit immediately and started its own anti-Jewish campaign. While emigration was still possible, hundreds of thousands have fled communism to Israel. The vast majority of Jews in Romania was composed of small traders, independent craftsmen, workshop and shop owners, people in liberal professions like lawyers and doctors. The communist nationalization and new regulations hit first these social and professional groups. They were the first who were robbed and impoverished, and the first who were destroyed. This is the explanation for the successive waves of emigration to Israel in the late 40s and early 50s, not by the export of social revolution, which Anna Pauker would have envisaged. A reminder, Anna Pauker, a Jew herself, was one of the most prominent leaders of the Soviet-led Romanian communist movement. Some 120,000 Romanian Jews formed one of the largest single contingents of Olim, Jewish emigrants to Israel, until exit visas were blocked starting in 1952. However, emigration was not completely banned. Romanian Foreign Minister Anna Pauker negotiated an agreement with the Israeli ambassador, himself a Romanian immigrant to Israel, under which the Romanian government would allow 4,000 Jews a month to emigrate to Israel. This decision was at least partially influenced by a large Jewish agency bribe to the Romanian government. This agreement applied mainly to ruined businessmen and other economically redundant Jews. Around this time, Israel also secured another agreement with the Romanian government, under which Romania issued 100,000 exit visas for Jews, and Israel would supply Romania with oil drills and pipes to aid the struggling Romanian oil industry. By December 1951, about 115,000 Romanian Jews had emigrated to Israel. Throughout the period of communist rule, Romania allowed limited number of Jews to emigrate to Israel in exchange for much-needed Israeli economic aid. By 1965, Israel was funding agricultural and industrial projects throughout Romania, and in exchange, Romania allowed emigration of limited number of Jews to Israel. When Nicolae Ceaușescu came to power in 1965, he initially ended the trade in deference to the Eastern Bloc Arab allies. However, by 1969, he decided to exchange Jews for cash. Ceaușescu wanted economic independence from the Soviet Union, which was content to keep Romania a backwater and as nothing more than a supplier of raw materials. But to fund economic projects, Ceaușescu needed hard cash. From 1969 until the Ceaușescu regime fell in 1989, about 1,500 Jews a year were granted exit visas to Israel in exchange for a payment of cash for every Jew allowed to leave, in addition to other Israeli aid. The exact payments were determined by the age, education, profession, employment, and family status of the immigrant. Israel paid a minimum of $2,000 per head for every immigrant and paid prices in the range of $25,000 for doctors or scientists. In addition to these payments, Israel also secured loans for Romania and paid off the interest itself and supplied the Romanian army with military equipment. Today, there are very few Jews remaining in Romania, a couple of thousands, of which about half in Bucharest. That means that there are less than 1% of Jews living in Romania than in 1940. But there is still in Romania a huge Jewish heritage, cultural material, synagogues, cemeteries, hospitals, community schools, and spiritual, the legacy of intellectuals, writers, philologists, scholars, visual arts, actors, architects, and musicians. Next week, we will discuss Romanian Jews in America. Until then, be well.